Where's Tony? He asked me to pick him up.
Oh, he overslept. Would you like a cup of coffee while you're waiting?
No, I'm in a hurry.
Why?
Well, Friday's General Peterson's 10th anniversary as a general, and, Dr. Bellows wants to put on the show, and I have to find somebody to take charge of the entertainment committee.
Oh, Major Nelson is very good at being in charge of things.
Well, it's not a matter of that. You see, you got to know somebody that's in show business. You got to have somebody that's, has a big act. He doesn't know anybody in show business at all.
I will help him.
Well, you... No. Oh, no. Oh, no. You just might be helping him. Don't...
Well, how would it look if some other master's genie was in charge?
Yeah, I see what you mean. No! No, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
But he would enjoy himself.
Not me.
After all, he may not think so, but he would enjoy himself a great...
No, that's out.
Major Healy, if Major Nelson is not put in charge, I can promise you that on the night of General Peterson's party, there will be a terrible hurricane.
The night of the party.
And a tidal wave.
General Peterson's party.
And a typhoon.
And we'll all be sitting around having cocktails. Well, I guess that's it. I guess we found the new head of our entertainment committee.
Oh, and shh, not a word to Major Nelson.
Yeah, not a word. Shh. Yeah, not a word. Oh, boy.
Hi, Roger. I'm sorry. I overslept.
Do you know something?
What?
You should have stayed in bed. Frankly, neither did I, sir. It just came to me out of the blue.
Well, do you think he can get a top entertainer for Friday evening?
Well, if he can't, he knows someone who can. He's really quite anxious to head the committee, though.
Strange. He never said a word to me about it.
Well, you know how modest Tony is, but he'll come up with someone great.
Ah, Major Nelson.
Yes.
I just wanted to express my appreciation.
Yes, I wanted to. Your appreciation, sir.
For volunteering to take charge of General Peterson's party.
But I haven't had a chance to tell you that.
For volunteering to take.
Major Healy told me how anxious you are to do it.
Oh, Major Healy told you that, did he?
Thanks. We were considering using some of the amateur talent around here, but with all the people in show business, you know, that won't be necessary, will it?
With all the people in show business, I
told you he's modest.
No, honestly, sir, I don't know one single person in the entertainment.
That's right, sir. Most of them are married.
Well, it's in your hands now, Major Nelson. This is one of the most important evenings in General Peterson's life. Oh, and may I just say one thing?
Yes, sir.
Don't let me down.
Why? Well, if you're not the head of the entertainment committee during General Peterson's party, there's going to be a hurricane, a tidal wave, and a typhoon.
Genie.
Genie to the...
Oh, shh.
Don't get her mad now.
Why would she make you do that?
Why? Well, how would it look if some other genie's master got the job?
I mean, all you have to do is get a great entertainer.
Oh, sure. I don't know anybody in the entertainment field. I just told
you. Yeah, but Jeannie does.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. I can just see her now. Shakespeare will come out and introduce Sarah Bernhardt, and then Ben Hur will do a little chariot race.
Wait a minute. Then after Ben Hur, maybe some gladiators. First act? We got the whole first act? We
have to... I can't be the head of the entertainment committee.
Why not?
Why not? I bet Jeannie knows a lot of people in show business.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I know hundreds, thousands.
Didn't I tell you?
What is show business?
Jeannie, you volunteered me for this. What do I do for entertainment?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Well, we could start with the chariot race by Ben Hur and then some gladiators.
Well, I guess I better be running along.
Yeah. Fine, friend. You turned out to be. I really appreciate.
Are you very angry, Master?
Why did you do this to me?
Well, I thought you might like to do something nice for General Peterson.
Oh, I would. I would, but I don't know anything about entertainment.
Oh, well, I can get you Cleopatra's dancing girls. They are the most...
No.
But I would like to
help you.
Believe
me, you've done enough. Really.
Well, what will you do?
I'll go to Miami.
You're going to run away?
No. I'm going to go to Miami because a lot of big stars work down in Miami in hotels and nightclubs. Maybe I can persuade one of them to come up to the Space Center.
Oh, you are brilliant, Master.
Well.
Do you see anyone you know?
No, but I see somebody I like to have. I'd never do it.
Who would never do it?
One of the greatest entertainers in the world, Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, is he better than Ben Hur?
Sammy Davis Jr. You think you can really get him?
Well, I don't know, Roger. He's doing a show in a hotel in Miami. I'm going down there tonight to see if I can talk to him.
You're going to take Jeannie?
Are you kidding?
Well, she'll never let you go without her.
She's not going to know about it.
Yeah, how are you going to manage that?
Don't worry about it. I'll think of something. Yes, Dr. Bellis, I'll see you later.
Okay, good luck.
Here's some research books. The new auditory charts. I thought you and Major Nelson might like to look them over before the test tomorrow.
Well, I better look them over myself, sir. I don't think he's going to be back. You see, he went down to Miami.
May I ask why?
Well, he went to get Sammy Davis Jr. for General Peterson's party.
Sammy Davis Jr.? You mean he's agreed to entertain for the general?
Well, sir, I didn't say that.
Oh, that's marvelous. I happen to know that he's General Peterson's favorite performer.
Well, it's not our...
Wait until I tell the general.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Oh, he's going to be very pleased.
Yeah, please.
Oh, about those charts.
Sir.
Look them over.
Yeah,
and here.
Sir?
Oh, sir, Sammy Davis Jr.
Wait.
Oh, are you ready for bed, Master?
No,
it is so early.
Oh, early? Oh, no, it's 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Why, I thought it was only 8 o'clock. My hourglass must be slow.
Yeah, probably. Well, I've had a pretty hard day. I'm going to get to bed. You better get to bed, too. Good night.
Good night, Master.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Master.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Ah, there it goes. Now, guys, if we can take it one more time, I got the tape recorder on, and we'll be able to hear it back.
We've been rehearsing for 3 hours, man. I know you're the boss, but you're going to kill yourself.
George, if I got to go, will you let it be in the key of G, okay?
Sammy, he's right. If you don't get some rest, you're going to have a nervous breakdown.
Nervous breakdown. That's all I ever hear from you, Jim. Will you do me a favor and take care of the money and make me a millionaire? Let me take care of your money. Come on, once again, huh, George? Nice and light now. Here we go.
Well,
Yes,
I'd like to speak to Mr. Davis.
Tall
please.
And tan sure. And young no and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each time she passes, I go.
Can I
it's
help
not
him?
Happening.
Oh, yes,
it's
I'd like to speak
happening.
To Mr. Davis.
Here we go.
No,
I'm sorry, he's rehearsing. Perhaps I could help you. I'm his manager.
Oh, yes, certainly. Well, I'd like to speak to him about the possibility of doing a performance at Cape Kennedy. General Peterson what's celebrating his 10th
year. Let me hear the
years,
rhythm.
General.
Okay.
Well, Sammy loves to do benefits.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, this is not exactly a benefit. It more or less falls under the heading of saving my life.
What night is it?
Oh, it's Friday night. I could send a car down for
you. Oh, I'm afraid Sammy couldn't get away. He does 2 shows a night here.
Oh, well, then maybe I could send a jet, Mr.
Well, unless you could postpone it.
Until when?
Well, let's see. Sammy's first free day is May 15th.
May 15th?
A year from May 15th. He's booked solid.
Well, thank you. It was worth a try.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, who shall I tell him he called?
Oh, the late Major Anthony Nelson.
One time. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each time she passes, I go, ah. When she walks, it's like a samba that sways so cool and things so gentle, that when she passes, each time she passes, I go, ah. But I watch her so gladly. How can I tell her I love her? Gee, I would give my heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, I smile, but she doesn't see. She ain't looking at me. She ain't looking at me. She ain't looking at me. It's not me that she will ever see. Well, it ain't the monkeys, but it'll have to do.
Hey, John and Michael, why don't you go get some coffee in the kitchen? And George, I know it took a long time, but you see, practice makes perfect.
Oh, look, Sam.
Yeah.
You will try to get a little sleep before the show tonight, won't you?
Sure, I'll take a nap. Don't worry about it. And you go in the kitchen and eat, because you need it.
Hey, guess who was just here to see you?
Sapphire and her mama.
Major Anthony Nelson.
The astronaut? But where is he?
Well, he left. I told him you were rehearsing.
Oh, come on, Jim. You're putting me on, man. If that cat's not too busy to go to the moon for me, then I'm certainly not too busy to stop a rehearsal and see him. Well, now, find him for me, will you? Thank you, Jim. It was your goof.
Look at you. Just look at you. You should be ashamed of yourself. Your master is exhausted. And do you know why he is exhausted? Because he is worried. And why is he worried? Because I cannot get Sammy Davis Jr. for him. You must do something about that. Right.
Well, I can't get over that. How about that, huh? Gee, I met the Queen of England, the President of the United States, and now I'm going to meet a real live astronaut.
Oh, I've heard of nervous breakdowns, but this is ridiculous.
Excuse me. Are you the Mr. Sammy Davis Jr.?
Well, I was a few minutes ago. I'm not feeling well now.
Oh, there is nothing to be worried about. Oh. My master is very anxious to meet you.
Your master?
Excuse me, please.
Oh, I look so real, too.
Master! Oh, master! Oh, master, I have some wonderful news for you. Oh, he tricked me! Oh. I'm terribly sorry. My master is gone.
Well, don't you worry about that, ma'am. I'm a little gone myself.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Sorry.
catch, Major Nelson.
Jim, George, Tiano, I'm back.
Back where?
Jim, you know something? When you're right, you're right. I've been working much too hard. You know the COPA date? Break it.
Break it?
Listen to me. When I start to see harem girls and disappearing masters, then it's time for me to take a rest. Now, you find me a sanitarium in the country somewhere where it's nothing but trees around, right? Dig, do that.
Sammy, you're booked.
Jim, would you do me a favor and just do it?
Okay. Dr. Mallard ought to be able to tell us where to go.
I guess so.
How long do you want to stay?
Well, I don't know, 3 months.
3 months?
All right, make it a month.
You couldn't sit still for a month.
You know something, you're right. You should make it a week. Jim, hold on. And let's not get carried away. Let's not put it too far out in the country. Maybe we could find a little place that has a combo and a little dance floor, huh?
A sanitarium with a combo and a dance floor?
Sure, and on top of the roof, maybe a discotheque where the chicks are doing the monkey and the boogaloo.
Hey, go-go girls, dance hall. That sounds like the COPA to me, fellas.
And you know something? George is right. He's absolutely right. Hang up the phone. We'll keep the COPA date. Can you imagine a man? It is rather amusing, believing it. Sorry. Harem girl, disappearing bastard. It was so real.
All right, I'm sorry, Jeannie.
Why did you sneak away, Master?
Well, I had some personal business to take care of.
Through the window?
Yeah, well...
Oh, while you were gone, do you know who was here?
I had to meet a man.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, how did you know?
I just told you. He was here.
Oh, he couldn't have been here. I just left him in his hotel room in Miami. You didn't... You didn't bring him here. Now tell me you didn't. Please say you didn't bring him here.
Well, how did I know you were going to sneak out the window? Would you like me to blink him back, Master?
No, no. Didn't do any good anyway. He has two performances tonight.
What will you do, Master?
Well, I'll just have to get somebody else. He's not the only entertainer in the world, you know.
Well, he may not be the only entertainer in the world, but he's certainly the greatest.
Roger, it's not the entertainment that's the important thing. It's the spirit of the occasion that counts.
Hello, Tony.
Roger.
Sir.
General.
Dr. Bellis told me what you're doing, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, sir.
Well, this has got to be a great show.
Yes, Roger and I were just talking about the entertainment, were we?
Well, it's not the entertainment that's important, Tony. It's the spirit of the occasion that counts.
Yes.
Well, to think that the men would care enough to do a thing like this.
Well, that's the most important thing, sir.
You couldn't have done anything that would make me happier. I first saw him the same day I got my first star.
Yes, saw who, sir?
Sammy Davis Jr. That's a day I'll never forget. We went to see your show that night. And when Dr. Bellis told me that you'd arranged to have him sing a number for me Friday night, it really brought a lump to my throat.
I'm a little choked up myself, sir.
I'll never forget this, Tony. I can hardly wait till Friday night.
This could break General Peterson's heart.
Oh, Master, why do you not think before you get into these things?
Yeah.
I know. Why do we not talk to Mr. Sammy Davis?
Because I told you, Jeannie, he does two shows a night. He's a very busy man. When he's up on stage, and I didn't even... I can't...
Yeah. It's happening again. You're Major Nelson.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, don't worry about it, Major. We're both cracking up at the same time. We're sharing the same nervous breakdown.
No, you are not having a nervous breakdown. I will tell you.
Yeah, I'll tell him. I'll tell him. Please, sit.
Yes?
Now, Mr. Davis, this is not going to be easy.
I tell you what, let me help you. It's a time machine, right?
No, it's not a time machine. No, it's a...
You both are putting me on?
Putting you... Oh, no, I'm not putting you on.
I tell you what, Major. Suppose you don't even mention it to me. Don't tell me what it is, because it would only make me, see, so nervous I'd go out of my mind.
I don't have to tell you how top secret this is.
Oh. Lips are sealed.
Good.
Who's she?
Oh,
my assistant.
Nothing's too good for our boys in service.
Oh, I see. Very good.
Master, yes. As long as you have him here, why don't you tell him about the party?
Yeah, about the what?
The
Oh, yes. General Peterson is having a little celebration on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very big fan of yours, Mr. Davis.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Well, we were wondering if you could do a, maybe give a little performance for us, maybe a little number.
Oh, I spoke to Jim about that, and we tried to work it out, but unfortunately it can't be done.
Oh, well, I figured it out. We could have a jet pick you up and have you back there and well...
Major, I would love to. I really mean I'd love to be there, but unfortunately... Well, let me put it this way. If I could, I would.
Would you really?
Yes, of course.
I think I can arrange it.
No, wait a minute. I don't want you to get involved. Not Jeannie.
What are you doing here? My lips are sealed.
Hey, you are a wonderful audience. You're definitely an 83.
Thank you. You're really good.
Thank you so much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the management takes great pleasure and definite pride
to introduce to you all here at Cape Kennedy one of America's greatest entertainers,
Mr. Sammy Davis Jr.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. General, Major, ladies and gentlemen, may I simply say what a tremendous thrill it is to have the privilege of at least trying to entertain you this evening. Thank you very, very much.
Look out, George.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers
up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down and down I go. Round and round and cha-cha-cha. Like a leaf that's caught in a tide. I should stay away. What can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire. Throw me a kiss. Camping out the fire. You're the lover, you're the lover, you're the lover, you're the lover I have waited for. You're the girl, you're the one, you're the chick that I was created for. And every time your lips meet mine, down I go, all around I go, like a leaf that's got to die. I should stay away, what can I do? I hear your name, Salter Schwartz, and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire. Then only a kiss, 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 kiss. Out that fire. Cause you're the love, the love, the love that I've been among. You're the one, you're the mate that I was created for. And every time your lips meet mine, well, down and down and down I go. Round and round and round I go. I can't spin, man, and I dig that spin I'm in. Hey, Lordy Mama, old black magic call. You're a dirty robber, old black magic call. Hoo-ha, stay in the car, old black magic call.
You four men go that way, I'll take the buckboard and the town.
We're certainly happy the hotel gave you the night off.
That was certainly nice of them.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Well, thank you, General.
I said it the first time I saw you, and I'll say it again. When you're up on that stage, you do the work of two people.
General's life.
Oh, I am pleased that I was able to help you, Master.
Yeah, well, after all, who got me into the situation in the first place? Here, stay outside. Just stay there. Oh, hi, Sammy.
Hi, Tony.
Well, we were just talking about how wonderful you were last night.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I really appreciate what you did for us.
Then would you mind doing a little favor for me?
Anything, yeah.
Anything at all?
Oh, sure, anything.
Get rid of him.
That old black magic has me. That old black magic, but you